Okay, learning a piece from Sichos Hischazkus on Kuf Mem Aleph. Muvu mechazal atzidikim zuchus miyogin leinu, shezer haya echa meikor hatevios al hameraglim. So Chazal revealed to us what was the exact claim. What did the meraglim do wrong? Yedu mechazal meharbi atzidikim zuchus miyogenu, shehaya oz zman kashav nisoyon kashav. This was a very difficult time period, and this was a very difficult test that the meraglim had. They were representing all of the Jewish people. Shokol hadoros for all generations. Vazman ha'imesugal az shiyeh hatikun hashalem. They could have brought about the world to its completion, to bring in the times of Mashiach. She'im klal Yisrael haya nichnosim oz. If we would have gone into Eretz Yisrael at that point in time, lo haya shum churban, there never would have been any destruction. Therefore, the forces of evil, of impurity, became very strong. All of its strength it had. They needed at that point in time a tremendous amount of encouragement, of strengthening. As soon as they got into Eretz Yisrael, they had a Yerida. They fell from their level. They were Rosh, they were heads. That's the hint of the word miraglim. They went from the top level, the highest part of the body, to the lowest part. They saw a land that was literally devouring its inhabitants. They had their trials, they had a nefila, they fell of Rosh. Alpi derech ha-teva, this is the main point that the Ritzumar is bringing out, according to the natural order things, ein shum eitzo oifin l'chlal Yisrael l'zgaber al nisyonos ha'ila. According to nature, there was no way to overcome this obstacle. And if they would go into Eretz Yisrael, then God forbid, they would fall entirely. We have no idea the level of the miraglim. It's very easy and comfortable for us to sit back in an armchair and voice criticism, but we have no idea who these tzaddikim really were. They saw it really the way it was. They couldn't overcome this. The Klal Yisrael lo yochlu lizgabler. The Klal Yisrael couldn't overcome this challenge. V'yesh b'zeh arichas gadol b'sforim hakadoshim. They explain this at tremendous length in other holy books. V'chein Klal Yisrael kisham raglim boil v'hagidu lohem ro mamish b'chush. When the Klal Yisrael heard the report, they saw the same thing. Shebederech ha-teva, according to nature, ein shum oifin shiyochlu lehiknais. There was no way they could get into Eretz Yisrael. V'heim yiplu sham yoisim imash shenoflu kishayi b'mitzrayim. They fell to a lower level than they were even in Mitzrayim. L'kach omru nitnu roish v'nashuva Mitzrayima. Therefore, it would have been an improvement to go back to Mitzrayim. That's the madrega that they fell down to. Continues Reb Tzvi Meir. Aval hatzviya haya. But according to their level, what was the claim? They should have known they had tremendous hidden reservoirs of strength. Unbelievable power, energy. More than they knew about, the more than they thought. They could have overcome it. Klal Yisrael as a nation could have overcome this. They could have gone above and transcended the laws of nature to win these wars. Really, these were very, very difficult military wars. According to the way of the natural law, they shouldn't. That the Klal Yisrael is supernatural. We have kochos that are beyond the laws of nature. They're stronger than us. They're saying, as so to speak, that they're stronger than Hashem. We have koichos of Hashem. B'nei b'chori Yisrael, kuch b'richu Yisrael chad, kavi al Hashem yachlifu koach. I'm reminded from a story that I heard after the 67 war. So the following year, 1968, in West Point, the final senior thesis to the graduating class was to design a military campaign to take over the Golan Heights. And after the senior graduating class of West Point, the United States Military Academy looked over the maps and the topography and they said, it's impossible, it can't be done. So the general, whoever the teacher was very upset, says, give me the maps, I'll figure out the data and I'll tell you how to do it. And he came back and said, you're right, it can't be done. And they had to give the 1968 West Point class a different senior thesis. And that's exactly what Rav Tzvi Meyer is bringing out here, that our wars are not al pi teva. And we have to know that. We have to mechazik ourselves in understanding that it is Hashem who fights our wars.